Sport on RTE Radio 1.
Welcome back. It's 8:39 and now Des Cahill is back with more sport.
Yeah, Laura, we're going to look ahead to the Shelbourne Crystal Palace game in a moment. But first, last night's results from the Champions League. And Manchester City came from a goal down to heap the pressure on the Real Madrid boss, Xabi Alonso, by winning 2-1 in Madrid. Nico O'Reilly and Erling Haaland got the goals for City. Haaland's goal was his 51st in 50 Champions League starts. So Pep Guardiola back on track now after last month's shock defeat to Bayer Leverkusen. But in contrast to Pep, the Real Madrid manager is under real pressure after this second defeat in 4 days. But the Real midfielder Jude Bellingham says the players are fully behind him.
100%. I think the manager's been great. I think I've personally got a great relationship with him. A lot of the lads do as well. I think after the first run of games where we drew a few, we had some really great conversations internally, and we felt like we were going to be on the backside of that bad form. And then and just the last couple of games again, just let ourselves down again. But like I said, no one's down in tools. No one's complaining, moaning, thinking the season's over. We'll have to take a bit of the chin, you know, as they say, but we'll have to keep fighting and keep bouncing forward.
And just finally, all this noise around Real Madrid and also noise around the England squad from a small section of the UK media as well. How do you manage all of that?
It's just life, isn't it, really? This is what I've signed up for, you know. I play for the biggest club in the world and one of the most scrutinised countries in the world. You know, I don't want pity, and I'm living the dream. People would die to be in the position that I'm in. Comes with a few people that are a little bit negative, that's fine. You know, it comes round always, and like I said, I just roll with the punches, and I'm always focused on the football, and when that's good, that's good, and I'm happy. But yeah, the most important thing is that to me.
Yeah, good attitude from Jude Bellingham. Noni Maduke scored twice to put Arsenal through almost certainly into the knockout stages now. They had a 3-0 win over Brugge last night. Gabriel Martinelli got their other goal, and he now becomes the first Arsenal player to score in 5 consecutive Champions League matches. Newcastle were denied victory at Bayer Leverkusen by a late equaliser from the Germans. That finished 2-2, while the champions Paris Saint-Germain could only manage a 0-0 draw at Athletic Bilbao. Chelsea are one win away from securing direct passage to the quarterfinals of the Women's Champions League. They beat Roma 6-0 at Stamford Bridge. Manchester United were beaten 3-0 by Lyon, while Barcelona remained top of the standings after a 3-1 win over Benfica. And so to tonight's European action, and in the Conference League, Shelbourne take on the FA Cup holders Crystal Palace at a sold-out Talla Stadium. We heard from Shelbourne boss Joey O'Brien earlier. Now let's hear what the Crystal Palace boss Oliver Glasner makes of the game.
Oh yes, first of all, I think it's also a little bit tricky for Shelbourne or for the Irish clubs, because the season already ended, and maybe you are not in this rhythm anymore, and you have to play 2 more games. Shelbourne ended the season on the 3rd place, and it's again a very physical team. Yeah, very good defensive structure. Yeah, so again, not so easy to find space and gaps, and defending the box very well. And I think it's also a, I don't know honestly how the last years were for Irish football, have been for Irish football, but that 2 teams playing Conference League now, and I think it's also a good achievement, because I'm coming from Austria, and in Austria we had one team playing the qualification in the Conference League and did not qualify, so it's not so easy sometimes, so I think they're doing well.
Yeah, good luck to Shelbourne in that one. Meanwhile, Shamrock Rovers are in Iceland for their must-win meeting with Breiðablik in the Conference League. If Rovers can win today and next week's home game against Spartans of Malta, they should make the knockout stages. In the Europa League, Celtic play Roma at Parkhead. Robbie Keane's Ferencvaros take on Rangers. Aston Villa are in Switzerland to play Basel. Nottingham Forest in the Netherlands taking on Utrecht. In women's hockey, Ireland play England today in Abbottstown. Yesterday, in front of a great crowd, Ireland were beaten 2-1 by Belgium. The Irish goal scored in the dying seconds by Ellen Curran, who deflected Hannah McLaughlin's shot to the roof of the net. Germany's men beat England 4-1. Ahead of Sunday's AIB All-Ireland Club Camogie final, let's hear from Katie Wall of St Finbarr's from Cork on how they are managing the tense build-up ahead of the clash with Attenrye.
Look, there's loads of experience in our team being in Cork Park and playing in big days. Main thing is just trying to manage your energy. You know, it's really exciting, and you want to be in the build-up and in the hype, but I suppose it's trying to focus on the actual game as well and not getting caught up with all the excitement. But you have to enjoy it too. It's something that might never happen again in your career. So, like, you know, there's no point in blocking all that fun part of it all away. You have to be excited and you have to enjoy these moments and enjoy this build up because it's incredible and it might never happen again in your career. So it's kind of a balancing act really between the two.
And we'll bring that game on Sunday Sport and the ladies' football final on Saturday Sport. In cricket, Ireland's women's game against South Africa was abandoned without a ball being bowled because of a wet outfield. And we have racing today. It's at Punchestown. The action there starts before midday.